You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dante, yes, I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for no way.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number 3, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show. And if you're just joining us, we broadcast live at this time every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. to midnight, and that's in the central time zone. Yours truly is broadcasting from Phoenix, actually the rural desert outside Phoenix. When I said in the last hour, well, we're glad to see the Super Bowl leave town. Someone get them to pay their taxes, will you? Anyway, Dave Hodges here, your host. Annie DeRiso, our news director, is joining us, and she'll also be bringing us the news at the bottom of the hour. And we've got a really exciting guest coming up. But first, let me just address something that I've been getting a lot of emails on recently. In my former home, people could just go to the archives and they were listed 1, 2, and 3. And we have that now, too. But what I've been doing is I've been telling stories with our storylines that we broadcast. So, I'll take an hour from this guest, an hour from that guest, and post them throughout the week and then circulate them to basically send a message from the interview. And people have been complaining because they can't go get the entire show at one time. Well, actually, they can. So from now on, when I post an archive for an hour, I'll put the location you can go listen to all 3 hours up on the net with our satellite provider, and I'll include that. And you can go up there, and if you know what you're looking for and you know the date you're looking for, it's easily acceptable with a right-hand click on the right-hand side. So I apologize for any misunderstandings out there. We certainly appreciate people coming back and listening to the archives. And I'm sure from the email volume that I've been getting in the comments on the website at thecommonsenseshow.com, we are having more people actually at this point listening to our archives than are listening to us live. And we hope to certainly turn that around as we settle into our new home. We're approaching the numbers that we had at our old home, but it takes time to make that transition. But those archives will be available to you the day following the broadcast, and then we'll space out the individual guests throughout the week in timely releases across the net. Anyway, we have a very disturbing topic to discuss in this half hour, and we have a special guest. I've had her on the show before. She served as a consultant in the Monica Wesolowski child kidnapping case involving her son Dylan that I've alluded to many times on the show. And I'm speaking about Mary Tyndall, the leader, director, founder of Vocal. And Mary is dedicated, and she is passionate about her work, and she is dedicated to stopping the child thievery that's going on at the hands of CPS. In fact, when we had Christy Wills on, ex-CPS agent for Virginia, I asked her, I said, in your time of working for Virginia CPS, how many of the cases where you actually took kids was it legitimate? And, of course, Christy, you know, was fired because she wouldn't sign fraudulent documents. And she said 90% of the cases were illegitimate and the kids should never have been taken from the parents. It's all about profit. But we're going to blend this into something called medical kidnapping. Mary, welcome to the show. And I have to tell you that I am really disturbed by what's going on, particularly with the case right here in my backyard in Phoenix.
Yes, it is frightening.
Well, let's start from the top. How would you define medical kidnapping for the listening audience, someone that's tuning in that's never heard the term before? How would you define this?
Well, I was taken back this year because I had never heard of it before other than the Justina Petillier case. And I wasn't quite sure what was going on because this didn't make sense. And then when you go back to look at drug trialing, the investigating on what's going on with all that, you got to back up and look where's the money coming from. Just like any funding that has to do with any state, any case, situation. And what disturbed me the most was we have children who are dying, and the, I just don't know how to put it. The drug trialing comes from the pharmaceutical companies. So, we have pharmaceutical companies from around the world, and they are going to want to run drug trials. So they have to have people to do it. And the frightening thing is they prey on sick children. I really don't know how to put it. I don't know how to put it. The children are sick, they're dying, or they have a chronic or critical illness. So, these drug companies send in doctors to children's hospitals, and they collude with children's services, and they take the children. Yes, there's documentation to prove it, and pardon me, it would just scare the hell out of any parent, especially someone who has a child with a serious illness, because these drug trials, they have to find the children that have the real illness. And I don't even know where to go with it. I was really blown away because when I learned about the Beagle Sisters, I was just sick because these children are so physically sick. Their insides don't work. Their stomachs don't work. And, you know, the parents take them to the hospital asking for help.
Mary, let me ask you, when you're talking about the Beagle Sisters, you're talking about the case here in Phoenix involving two girls that have very severe GI tract problems, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then the mom took them to the hospital and ran into a type of doctor that she wasn't expecting. Let's talk about that.
Well, the thing is here, from what I'm understanding and from who I've talked to and what I've looked at, okay, they have these drug trials run, and the Beagle Sisters, they were 3 weeks diagnosed into what's going on. These doctors come in, and I call it swooping in, just me, and okay, here we are, this is what's going on. So, the way I'm looking at it is these children are almost like twins because the DNA is close. Do you know what I mean? Because they're sisters.
Mary, we're coming up on a break here. So when I come back, we're going to kind of move this along a little quicker here because I want to get to the full brunt of the story so we can get the listening audience involved. Everybody else, stay tuned. We'll be back with Mary Tyndall from Vocal about this horrific case of medical kidnapping after a word from these sponsors. We'll be right back.
JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Right down to business here. Time is short, Mary, because we got our news coming at the bottom of the hour. So we had these girls who are almost like twins. They go to the doctor, and it's real clear what they got. They got GI disorder, should be treated. Mom had a problem with it. Let's pick it up there.
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so Mom had a problem with the way the treatment was being administered. Let's talk about that briefly.
Well, what was frightening was she was watching her, especially her older daughter. The thing is, these children, their digestive tract don't work, okay? And the one child was in such bad shape that she almost died because they took the feeding tube out of her stomach. Now, the doctors put it in there. They were accusing the mother of Munchausen by proxy, okay?
Yeah,
and it's not possible.
Hold on. Let's explain what that is. Munchausen's by proxy is a psychological condition where a parent purposely puts a child in jeopardy so they can be the hero and rescue them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the thing is, it's not possible because these children were so sick. They were born this way. The one child had brain surgery because of it. And, you know, these kids are, you know, their stomach does not work, okay? And here what I want to say, because I know the show's almost over. If I may just throw this out here, okay? These children are being abused, okay? They're in a foster home right now. They're not being treated properly. We have a medical review board, a foster care review board, and a CASA worker who said, get these kids out of there because they're not being treated properly. They're being abused. Well, they're being left there, okay? Why are we having foster care review boards and medical review boards involved in anything if what they have to say is nothing, okay?
Yeah, let me back up just for a second. These kids ended up in foster care, if I remember the story correctly, because mom objected to the treatment these kids were getting, and she suspected something nefarious was going on, like testing without her knowledge. And she wanted a second opinion, and didn't CPS show up at the hospital, and they retaliated against her by taking the kids away?
Well, yes and no. The thing is, she knew there was something going on and something was wrong. So she started asking questions. The minute she saw something wrong, her daughter, Hannah, was starved for 20 days. Excuse me, Kayla. You know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. The thing is, starved for 20 days, okay? And there's something wrong with this, okay? When you are starving children, there's something really wrong here. So she really got upset about it. She's like, please, my child's starving. She watched her daughter deteriorate before her. I mean, the muscles breaking down, the child was so bad off. This was just medical testing. And this goes back to the drug companies. There's a whole lot here in more than a half hour, okay? There's just so much wrong here. This is billions of dollars. Billions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of children in our country, in children's hospitals, that are being tested like guinea pigs. Now, Dave, I sent you the federal code where they are allowed to do this to children who are wards of the state. Okay, so all these children are being drug trialed.
Yeah, I've got the federal law right here. It's the federal law is CFR, how appropriate, Council on Foreign Relations, CFR 46.116 Code of Federal referencing drug trials on wards of the state. And you're right. So these kids have been taken away from the mom because she dared to object to the medical treatment going on. Now, the mom, I want to get to this part about the court. This is significant, and this is where I'm going to bring my forces into play. The mom was in court the other day, basically trying to get her kids back. Let's talk about what the judge did to her and how the judge has threatened her.
Okay. From my sources and not from the mother, because she's not allowed to talk. She has a gag order on her. But my sources tell me, and I have the right to protect the sources because we are a 501c3 vocal, NASVO vocal we are. Okay. What it said there was these kids are being medically, basically treated like guinea pig, all the way around.
Right, right. So let's go to what's happening in court, though.
Okay, well, the CASA worker, from what I understand, was not allowed in the courtroom. And she told them, these children are being abused in a foster home. Now, the state hasn't moved them. a medical review board. Excuse me, I'm tired. It's like midnight where I live. Medical review board, the FOSCA review board, and the CASA workers said these children are being abused. And you know what? The weirdest thing, Dave, now, like with Monica Wisolowski's case, the computer stuff, I had the weirdest thing hit me. About 5 in the morning, I got this thing on my phone. And it showed this weird patchwork color along with Melissa Deagle's voice saying that she was complaining about her children being abused and seeing bruises. And then it showed this child's arm bruised. And once I sent it to Melissa, it disappeared. We've got a lot of weird technical stuff going on. Because I don't I don't understand it. So that's why I say weird, but only because I don't understand it.
We have a lot of the weird communication interferences happen. A lot of it.
Right, and I thought.
Mary, hold on for a second because we're almost out of time. Let's get to the court part. Okay, I want to center right there and only center there. Is she in jail? Is the mom in jail right now?
No, she's not in jail right now. But she could be Monday morning if she exposes her witnesses. Now, parentalrights.org have been involved in this, and they ran her story in October. And we all stand strong to support her and her children. And we are not afraid. And we do know what is going on. And I just do not even believe that this can even continue without any repercussions. You just can't do this to people and their children.
Mary, we're just final comment here as we go to break. If she doesn't give up who she's talked to about this case, everybody, anything, anyone, anywhere, social media, personal communications, radio, doesn't matter, she's going to jail for 6 months. And so the Common Sense Show has had a discussion with this mom. And so we know we're on the list, and we're going to endeavor to be on top of the list. So, Mary, if you would be so kind to send me contact information for this judge, contact information for the mom, we're going to go from obscurity in this case right to the top of the list, because how dare this judge thinks that she can abrogate the First Amendment rights of anyone that she comes into contact with. Mary, I'm sorry, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for joining us. I know it's late where you're at, and we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. Good night, and God bless you all.
We're going to step aside, folks, for our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back with Annie after a word from these sponsors.
GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get life change tea at GetTheTea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window, medicated to keep you docile, not able to recognize your own kids, suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host. Annie DeRiso, our news director, is joining us in this segment for the latest in the news that you will not hear in the mainstream media. And we got a ton of stories and not a lot of time to tell it in. So, Annie, let's get right down to it.
Okie doke. Got a George Orwell quote for you. Threats to freedom of speech, writing, and action. Though often trivial in isolation, are cumulative in their effect and, unless checked, lead to a general disrespect for the rights of the citizen. And that goes to the story we just had about the children being used for experimentation. And then I have a couple of stories here. Now, these are not from The Onion. They're not from a spoof site or anything like that. These are true stories. And the first one is Mickey Mouse Must Die. Cleric Sheikh Mohammed Murtajid, a former diplomat at the Saudi embassy in Washington, D.C., said that under Sharia, both household mice and their cartoon counterparts must be killed. He claims the mouse is one of Satan's soldiers and makes everything it touches impure, and warned that, like all devilish creatures depicted in cartoons such as Tom and Jerry and Disney's Mickey Mouse, has taught children that mice are lovable, and that can't be allowed. But he didn't quit with Mickey Mouse. The same Saudi he's a cleric. He's an imam, I guess, or however you pronounce it, who he recently issued a fatwa on snowmen, for Pete's sakes. I mean, by declaring them to be anti-Islamic, a snowman? I mean, he says it's not permitted to make a statue out of snow, even by way of play and fun, because it creates an image of a human being, an action considered sinful under the kingdom's strict interpretation of Sunni Islam. Another interpretation says building snowmen is imitating the infidels. It promotes lustiness and eroticism. Snowmen? Dave?
Mel, I got a lot to say here on this. Number one, this cleric, he has the right to practice his religion inside the territorial boundaries of the United States. He has the right, along with all other Muslims, to practice the religion of Islam. I have no problem with that. But this is an attack upon the mainstream culture of this country. He has the right to do that. He has the right, First Amendment right, to criticize. He can issue a fatwa or whatever, wafat or whatever you want to call it. He can issue that all he wants. But when you get into Sharia law, this is the concerning thing for me. Now opinions start to go away, and we're beginning to see more of an insistence that the mainstream culture acquiesces to the secondary culture that has emerged in this country that says, you're going to do what we tell you to do. And we're seeing this more and more. In fact, I'm writing about this and related topics tomorrow on thecommonsenseshow.com, and you're going to want to pay attention to what I'm writing about, because President Obama is staffing his administration with not clerics who are worried about Mickey Mouse not being Muslim Mouse. He's staffing his administration with people that have direct ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. And I'm talking about key positions in the FBI, key positions in the Federal Threat Fusion Centers, DHS advisors. I had an article, part one, on that series this morning. Part two, the final part, will be coming out tomorrow on the Common Sense Show, and you'll be able to read it first thing in the morning. And do I have a problem with Muslims serving in government or criticizing the majority culture? Not at all, not whatsoever, until they have no terrorist ties. And let's not forget, Annie, I've documented nine times Sunday, including the article today, President Obama's half-brother, Malik Obama, is the head of the Muslim Brotherhood's finances and arms procurement. And there is not a bigger terrorist organization on this planet than the Muslim Brotherhood. And, oh, by the way, the president is looking for a home for his presidential library, and he's got two foundations set up to procure funds for the building. It's either going to be in Hawaii or in Chicago. And one of the leaders of one of the funds is the Muslim Brotherhood's Malik Obama, the president's half-brother. I couldn't make this stuff up. It's all documented in today's article. Annie, back to you.
Well, that looks like a good way to funnel money to me, Dave. Okay. If you're unable to solve a murder, the Canadian police in Windsor, Ontario, plan to collect door-to-door blood samples until the killer is caught. 31-year-old pregnant mother's body was found inside her burned-out home, so the entire town is considered to be guilty until proven innocent by their DNA blood sample. All but a handful of the town's 500 residents have agreed to allow cops to take their blood for testing. No warrant is needed, but if you refuse, you instantly become a person of interest and considered to be guilty until you're proven innocent. And this isn't the first time this happened in Canada, and it probably won't be the last. And then let's go to Sweden. A Swedish company is implanting RFID microchips in its workers that lets them open doors, use the copy machine, pay for their lunch. The chips are implanted into the back of their hand and are about the size of a grain of rice. Now, don't get me wrong, I do love technology. Robotic hands can now even peel a grape. Can you imagine that? That's a wonderful thing. But I do have a problem when one of the company's officers says, today it's just too messy to use PIN codes and passwords. Wouldn't it be easy just to touch with your hand? Dave, I do want to ask you what you think about this one.
Well, you know, my first inclination, as I was saying during the break, Annie, is I'd like to tell them where they could put their RFID chip, but then I'm afraid they would take me up on my offer. I'm not sure that I want to go through life like that. So that's my first reaction. Listen, there's plenty of articles on the net, written actually by people who've come out of this industry, who tell us that we're all going to be chipped within 3 years. And I don't believe the chipping will happen. I don't think they have a chance to make it successful in any way, shape, or form until we're under martial law. When we're under martial law, people, believe me, all bets are off. Papers, please. You travel nowhere without permission. There could be a dusk to dawn curfew. You can be, in fact, actually, Andy, we should probably mention this. This is when the RFIDs will come in. When the president initiates executive order 13603, and you can write this down and look it up on the net and go to my website at thecommonsenseshow.com and put that into the search engine and you can read this for yourself. 13603, executive order passed by Obama, I believe it was either 2010 or 2011. And what this basically, it controls everything. Obama takes control of food, water, transportation, industry, agriculture, everything except two things that none of you even thought of. Do you remember in his campaign in 2008, and he said, we need to have, can't rely on just our military to provide our national defense needs. We need a civilian security force that's just as strong, just as well-funded. Remember that speech, Annie?
Oh, yeah.
Sure you remember that speech. I've run the YouTube video on that many times. Let me go to this point here. What he's talking about there is he has the ability to conscript people, not just in the military. See, if it was just a military draft, he wouldn't have put the Department of Labor over this civilian conscription under 13603. Civilian conscription is under the Department of the Labor. And what that means is they can send you anywhere to do any job. In fact, if they tag you with the title called a consultant, and folks, it's right there. I could not make this stuff up. I could never think of this. But it's right there in his executive order. If they call you a consultant, you're working for free. This is slave labor. They can break up families. They can send you anywhere. It's executive order 13603. So, Annie, we're talking about when will the RFID chips come in? Well, if they can assign you to slave labor, they damn sure can give you RFID microchips.
Well, what it reminds me of is my late husband, Bill Pollack, back in the 80s was working on, he was in security, working with the CIA, and he was working with the RFID chips for perimeter control and entry and things like that, and the upper, the 12-story dumb bases that go so far down, that sort of thing. And he and this other guy were working on it. The technology was stolen from them, and they traced it overseas. And Bill's partner was actually killed because of this. He called Bill, and he said, I've got the information that we need. Come and meet me at, the steps of the Kenyan diplomatic office. And as Bill was just getting there, the guy was taken out by a hit and run by a reinforced Jeep. And so Bill thought the technology was stolen by the powers that be, that it was not a subversive government that stole it or a spy or anything like that. He thought it was actually the powers that be that stole the technology for the RFID chips back during the early days. And he described them then as being about the size of a piece of rice.
Yeah, Bill told me that story, and for those of you who have not followed us that long, we've actually had Vance Davis, formerly of the NSA, on, and Vance, Annie, and I, and Bill were all very close friends for years. And Bill, interestingly enough, Annie, I alluded tonight that my dad, after he left Naval Intelligence and retired the private sector, he went to work immediately at Martin Marietta, now Lockheed Martin, outside Denver, Colorado, and worked with captured German scientists. Well, from there, he actually left and went to work at Sunstrand Electric, in a northern suburb of Denver called Westminster, Colorado, a place called Sunstrand Electric. And he and Bill were working there at exactly the same time and working on the same kind of technology you're referring to here. No question about it, Andy. I know When Bill told me he was a sunstrand and what he was working on, I knew he was the real deal because I knew that's what my dad was doing. And he actually knew of my dad. I mean, they did not meet and become friends, but he certainly knew who my dad was. And it's an interesting story. Bill was an incredibly interesting guy. But this story about the RFID chips, it's frightening beyond belief because the way that this stuff can work, and Josh Coy talked about this in the second hour of the show, you turn on and turn off an electro frequency, you can stop a heart. Well, if you have an RFID chip in your system, it's even easier. And so it's not just about tracking you. It's also about being able to control your health. And a lot of the dogs that they put these tracker chips into so people can find their lost pets, these dogs are getting cancer and a whole host of medical side effects, Andy. It's a bad, bad deal. And something about Revelations, remember that book called Revelations, that little thing in the Bible? It says, thou will not take the sign of the beast or you'll go to hell. Anyway, another topic for another day. Let's go to our next story.
Okay, well, my next two stories really lead into what we talked about in the first hour and what we were just talking about here. Now, our smartphones will begin categorizing a user's mental health. I mean, this is from Natural News. And how about an iPhone app that can gauge your mental health status? Are you depressed, anxious, or just plain old sad about what's going on in the world today? I mean, the authorities, the doctors, the insurance companies, they want to know how you're feeling. The app can use voice analysis, the number of calls and texts you make, how long you're on the phone, how your voice inflex goes up and down. I mean, to determine if you're in need of psychiatric care. Or if you're allowed to own a gun.
I know, well, they're using the mental illness and the gun thing everywhere, particularly with the veterans that have PTSD, or the ones that they say have PTSD even when they don't. But I'm confused. I don't get this technology. How can a smartphone do a diagnosis? Annie, I used to do diagnostics.
You have to turn the camera on.
How?
You're doing it through the camera, through your computer to use the camera or through your phone to use the camera or, you know, oh, they say they can tell if your blood pressure is high by looking at your forehead. I mean, this is some really strange, weird technology. It can be good in medical applications, but look at their surveillance applications. That's the scary part.
Annie, I'm trying to make sense out of this technology here. Let me wrap my mind around this, okay? Don't push me
off. Good luck.
Yeah, because I don't get it. I used to sit down and I'd give people what was called a mental status exam, meaning that, okay, you know what year it is, what's your name, what country are you in, what do you do for a living? And so you go from the very general to make sure they're not wildly schizophrenic down to the narrow on how they're functioning on a daily basis. It's called a mental status exam. It's the precursor to diagnostics in terms of determining what kind of mental illness someone has. And essentially what you have in what's called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, that's the Bible of mental illnesses, you'll have a condition, let's say like antisocial personality disorder, which has 8 essential traits. You have to have 3 of them for 30 days or longer, more days than not, to get a diagnosis. That's how diagnostics is done. I don't know how in the world an iPhone could ask questions. Are you saying this is going to be done like a Fitbit where they're analyzing anatomical information from the central nervous system like heart rate, blood pressure, facial expression? Is that where this is going?
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense. Body language has been studied by sociologists and psychologists for millennia. We go back way back into the Bible and you learn about body language. But body language isn't always universal. You know, give an A-OK sign to someone in Italy, they think you're talking about their mother and they're likely to beat you up. So body language cannot always be interpreted, and body language can be incongruent with someone's real mental status if they're lying, if they're emotionally upset about something. So, Annie, I'm not buying this technology. It's a hard sell for Dave Hodges because I know how the inconsistencies here are going to creep in. So are these smartphones, let me go a step further, are they programmed to send information to Mental Health Command Control Center of the New World Order, and they'll send someone out to pick you up and take away your gun?
Well, right now they're talking about it just basically on a medical front, where you would sit in front of your computer or your smartphone, you turn on the camera, and you're recorded, you know, and they can... I don't know how the technology is really going to work, and even when they explain it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But they will be able to tell by how many times you blink your eyes or whether you lick your lips or whether you look right or you look left or, you know, how often you're breathing, how deep you're breathing. These were some of the things that were mentioned as to they would be able to tell if you're anxious or, you know, by your by what they view, by what they see.
Yeah, this is a load of bull crap. Telling you right now, my professional opinion, this is a load of bull crap. In fact, I'm going to recommend everybody when this technology comes in, you just sit down and every time you turn on your phone or turn on your computer, just break out into a song. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands and maybe they'll leave us alone. Let's go to our next story, Annie.
Okay, well, the feds want to track our mental health through social media surveillance. Now, some of y'all may have seen this already, but they say they want to do it. But we're already positive that they are doing it. I mean, the feds want to know everything from political speech, activist assembly, and again, your mental health by turning any computer or smartphone with a camera into a personal mental health monitoring device. And Obamanation Care specifically states a predictive modeling application to do it. And we're supposed to be able to opt in or out of the program, but we know just how quickly something like this can become a mandatory requirement.
If you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you want to keep your insurance, you can keep your insurance. And if you want to not participate in our mental health plan designed to put you away, along with your family, take your guns, your possessions, and everything else, you can opt out, just like you kept your doctor.
Exactly.
Yes, Annie, I've heard this before. Again, this goes back to something called Teen Screen. Now, a lot of the listeners won't, Annie, we did a show on Teen Screen in our very first year together, about 6.5 years ago, Annie, we did a show on Teen Screen. And Teen Screen was brought in by the Bush administration, developed by the quacks at Yale University. And what they did is they said they want to predict what teens were going to commit suicide. Noble cause. I can get behind that because the teen suicide rate's up 300% since 1968. So I think that's a very noble cause. But the way they were going about it was totally nonsense. And what they did was they installed computer software in districts that were dumb enough to buy into these programs. And they'd have kids come up and they used coercive techniques like pizza coupons and promises for free movie tickets and so forth. And come up and take this mental health test. And the test had an 80% false positive rate, which means that the test questions were designed to produce answers which would produce a diagnosis. For example, they would ask a kid a question, have you ever been at a party and felt nervous or anxious? The better question is, have you ever been to a party and not felt that way? But if you answered yes, you get a diagnosis of social anxiety disorder. And this was done under the auspices of the pharmaceutical companies who donated a total of $4 million to George W. Bush's presidential campaign in 2000. And this is how they got this system in. And Bush initiated something called the New Freedoms Commission, in which he said, we will test every kid in school and until we get them all treated and the pharmaceuticals are rubbing their hands and seeing dollar signs and go, yeah, baby, this is a gold mine deluxe. And the program actually made its way into 43 states until loudmouths like yours truly spoke up in unison and said, we're not putting up with this anymore. I alerted many of the legislators at the Arizona State Legislature about this heinous program after I wrote an editorial on it that appeared in Freedom's Phoenix. And they couldn't even get a hearing down at the State House on this to bring this nefarious program in. But they did destroy lives because here's what happened to these kids. They brought them in, they tested them, got the false diagnosis, sent them off during school hours in a van to a psychiatrist who was part of the program. They had to prescribe the most expensive antipsychotic medication, nothing that was off patent, and they put these kids on this medication and never tell the parents. And then her kid pulls out the pill bottle home. Mom goes, what's that? Oh, the school gave it to me. And this is really what started an uproar across the country. This was in place in 43 locations in Illinois where they had the biggest penetration. Well, pretty soon people rose up and said enough's enough. And about 2.5 years ago, teen screen went away. But Annie, what we're seeing now is the morphing of the teen screen idea into these kind of programs here. I'm telling you right now, there is no way in hell that a smartphone can look at an individual and make a bona fide mental health diagnosis. You cannot make universal judgment applications based on computer software because there's so much variability, and the process of human judgment comes in on the part of the person who's doing the judging on whether or not to categorize someone as mentally ill. Computers do not have that capability. Anyway, Annie, let me talk about next week's show very quickly in the time we have left. We are going to be joined by one of my favorite guys, John B. Wells, and Coast to Coast Misfortune for Letting John Go. And his crime was, and you can look this up on my website, just put in John B. Wells, and you'll see the two articles I wrote about it. But John's shame was that he had the best ratings on the network, and that didn't sit well with some people that had egos. And as a consequence, they showed him the door because he also wouldn't keep his mouth shut on certain things. But John rebounded. He went to Caravan to Midnight, founded that, and terrific, terrific radio show. I've had the pleasure of being on his show a couple of times, and John is coming on our show, I believe, now for the fourth time, Annie. And so we have a terrific show lined up with John B. Wells, and we're just going to talk about the state of the world. And a lot of people don't know this. John B. Wells is really quite the intellectual. He hasn't just got America's most golden voice with a bass that just mesmerizes the female population, but he's quite the intellect. And also the following week, we're going to be joined by none other and one of my favorite guys, Steve Quayle. And one thing you say about Steve, he's got his hand on the pulse of everything that's happening in America. And so we have two dynamite shows lined up. And I think you're going to really like what you hear. And you heard me do an ad earlier for essential oils, Katie Whalen. Katie is going to pop in from time to time to give us medical reports. So we're trying to desperately give you the best and the latest in information that's out there so you can best prepare yourself and your families. And with that, we are out of time. Our thanks to Josh McCoy, Mary Tyndall, and, of course, my good friend and almost sister, Annie DeRiso. We'll be back here next week at the same time, same place. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.